Bibles. Turn to the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians in chapter 6. And today we're ready for verses 2 and 3, which read, "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." Last week, we dealt with children obey parents in the Lord, for this is right. And because most of us here, maybe all of us, are grandparents, great-grandparents, maybe the idea and the thought that the verse really doesn't apply to us, to why even really preach on it, because it is the Word of God, found in the Scripture, the Scriptures that we presently going through. But the fact that we be great-grandparents and grandparents is all the more reason why we preach on it. Because as great-grandparents and grandparents, we still have a responsibility to teach these things to our children, and to emphasize to our children that they be teaching these things to their children, to our grandchildren, and to our great-grandchildren. It's important. And we see what has happened and is happening in the world today, in which we live, even in Christian homes, where children are not being taught, they're not being made to obey their parents. We're leaving off a commandment of God, and I believe that we are suffering because of it. Not only is our country suffering because of it, our homes are definitely suffering because of it. And the way the home goes, so goes our churches. So go our churches. It just shudders me to think of what lies ahead for the Lord's church. And we see it coming to play even in our day and time, where people in our churches are not obeying the Lord. So we see the devastation that is being carried out because of leaving off this command. But our verse today, honor your father and mother. Honor your father and your mother. The word honor. What does that mean? The word honor here goes to the meaning of to estimate highly, fix the value as of a great price. Also point out that even more so than obey, this word honor has no respect of age. You could be 80 years old. You could be 90 years old. And you're still to honor your father and your mother. You're still to have had a high value, a high estimation of your father and your mother, because they are your father and mother. And because they are your father and mother, they're to be precious to you. We're going to note in this that doesn't have with regards to whether they be godly or whether they be wicked. Whether they were good parents or whether they were bad parents in your estimation. We're still commanded by God to honor them. To honor them highly, to esteem them highly, because they are our parents. This is the fifth commandment given in the list of 10 commandments that we know as the 10 commandments back in the book of Exodus in chapter 20. Consider that. God placed such importance upon this command that he placed it within his 10 commandments that he gave to the children of Israel. It carries with it a thought of higher degree than even obedience. Different ones have said, when I say different ones, I'm talking about different commentaries. They tend to focus upon the thought of obedience and you obey your parents and then you are to honor them. But in my study of this thought and this word, obedience will proceed from honor. A willful obedience. Yes, to young children from the time of infancy to the time that they spend in our home have to be taught obedience. Even while they're in our home, there becomes a time while they're in our home that because they learn to respect us and to honor us, to value our worth before them, that they obey because they honor us. We must have honor. We must have this respect for our parents. It's a divine commandment. It's a divine appointment, as we noted by the very fact that it's placed within the Ten Commandments. In fact, it's the first commandment right after those dealing with our relationship to God. And the very first commandment in our dealing with a relationship to our fellow man is honor thy father and thy mother. Turn with me to the book of Exodus. The book of Exodus in chapter 20. In verse 12. So not only is it the first commandment given with promise, it is the first commandment of our relationship dealing with our fellow man. And let me tell you, my experience of 71 years, if a child's relationship with their father and mother is not right, what it ought to be, then neither will their relationship with any other of their fellow men be what it ought to be. Verse 12 says, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. We'll get into the promise associated, attached with the commandment later on. Right now we're dealing with the fact that children are to honor their parents, and they're to honor them by treating them with proper respect. They are to respect them because of who they are, because of their age. They're their father and their mother. Turn with me to the book of Leviticus. The book of Leviticus, chapter 19. And I want us to look at verse 32 here. Pay close attention to this verse. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head and honor the face of the old man and fear thy God. I am the Lord. Thou shalt rise up before the hoary head. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. If you're seated, you don't continue to be seated when a hoary head, when the one with old age walks into your presence. In a show of respect and honor to them, you stand up. In fact, as I thought on this, I thought, you know, I can remember as a child being taught this. We're seated in our family room, in our living room, and an adult walks into the room, you stand up and you offer the adult your seat. And you go find another seat or you sit on the floor. That's the way we were taught. Are children being taught that today? Most children are not. You'll find the exception once in a while somewhere, but they're not being taught that. Not even my grandkids. They come to visit us. They're sitting. They have the seats taken up on the sofa. Whatever, and I or my wife come in here, we got to tell them to move and about grab them and drag them out of the seat in order to get them to move. We're not being taught that today. What does verse say? in a show of respect, in a show of honor, you rise up before the hoary head. You honor the face of the man. You honor your mother and father because of their age. They are your mother and your father. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs in chapter 16. In verse 31. The hoary head is a crown of glory, if it be found in the way of righteousness. You see, one verse tells us we're to rise up before the hoary head. We're to honor the face of the old man without exception. And we are. But here, glory, there is glory that is given to the hoary head, especially the righteous man or the righteous woman who's before him. There's even more honor. And then, what's that saying in our Christian circles? That certainly ought to be so. The elder pastors and elder saints and everything, men and women who've been faithful for many, many, many years to the Lord and to His church. Certainly an honor to be bestowed upon them. Is there not? Especially to those of us who have Christian parents. Listen, these things are the way of Christians. These things are the way of the children of God. You'll even find it in the heathen, in the Gentile, in the unsaved world. You'll even find it to some degree. But it ought to be without saying. It ought to be without exception among the people of God. It just disturbs me. It disturbs me greatly when I see a child who's an adult. Middle-aged adult. Talk down to their mother or father. They don't honor them as they ought to honor them. I'm talking to, I'm mostly only around church people. So that's what I'm relaying to you. How sad is that? How sad is that for a Christian not to be obeying the Word of God? I have nieces and nephews who do not honor and respect their parents. And it just... it's all I can do to keep my tongue when they act that way. And maybe I'm wrong for keeping my tongue. Maybe as their uncle, I ought to speak up. So children, we're all children. Especially because of our parents' age, we all ought to honor them because they are older than we. Children, because of our inexperience versus our parents' experience. Because of our ignorance versus their knowledge, their understanding. Because they have more experience, because they have more knowledge and understanding than we do. We need the wisdom of our parents. That's why I love it when I catch my mother on a good day and she's really clearly. Because I can pick her mind, I can pick her brain, and I can ask her some questions that I'm wondering about. Because they're not clear in my mind. And if she's having a good day and she can think clearly on, she can answer my questions. And I can, it helps me to be able to categorize things a little better. When my mother's gone, that's gone. Turn with me to the book of 1 Kings. Notice this example we have here. I thought that was amazing. I, for some time, thought this was an amazing example. Bathsheba, verse 19 of chapter 2 of 1 Kings. Bathsheba, therefore, went unto King Solomon. Hey, have you got the picture in your mind? Bathsheba is the mother of King Solomon. And she goes to her son, who's a king. You get it? He's the king. He's the monarch. To speak unto him for Adonijah, which is his half-brother. And the king rose up to meet her. He rose up to meet. He didn't stay seated upon his throne. He rose up to meet her. Notice what else he did. And bowed himself under her. He rose up and he bowed to her and sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. Solomon, King Solomon, did he show honor and respect unto his mother? He sure did. He honored her as his mother. One of the blessed examples we have in Scripture of a king doing so with his mother. Two righteous people, two saved people, behaving in the manner they should. Now, in comparison, come to with me to the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 27. And look with me here at verse 16. Deuteronomy 27, verse 16. Cursed be he that satisfies light by his father or his mother, and all the people shall say, what? Amen. Do you know what that means? Setteth light by his father or mother? is talking about lightly esteeming them, low esteem of them. In other words, they don't honor them very highly. What did it say concerning that individual who lowly esteems, counts as dirt, counts as nothing better than the ground that they walk upon? Cursed! And all the people shall say, Amen! Cursed be that son or that daughter that does that. Wow. And of course, we know what the law of God said concerning those individuals, even to the stoning of their children. A lot of children today wouldn't be living, would they? A lot of children would be stoned. Would that be me? Would that be you? Turn with me to the book of Proverbs. Book of Proverbs in chapter 30. And look with me at verse 17 here. The eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother. Notice their judgment. The ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. In other words, you don't esteem your mom and dad, you're going to come to destruction. You're going to come to a bitter end. Of course, probably most of us, our minds could immediately go to thinking about Ahab and Jezebel, the king and his wife, and what became of them. Children are to honor their parents. They're to honor their parents by showing gratitude. Why should I show gratitude to my parents? Who do you think raised you, cared for you, provided for you, nursed you, doctored you, those 18, 20 years or more while you were in their home? The sleepless nights they spent when you were sick and ill. And let me tell you, that doesn't stop just because you're out of the home. My mother loves it every week when I call her. Try not to let it ever go over a week but what I'm giving her a call. And she loves it. And she gets excited when I tell her we've got plane tickets coming up in October, Lord willing. Because she still has a mother's care for her son. Do we really realize that there was a time when we could do nothing for ourselves? And who do we think took care of us then and helped us? They sacrificed so that we could be taken care of. They sacrificed so that we could have. I know my mother sacrificing clothing, things that maybe she needed so that us kids could have, so that my dad could have. You see, there was a time we were totally dependent upon our mother and our father. They gave to us all the care that we needed and that they could reasonably provide for us. Children are to honor their parents by being obedient to them. You see, obedience naturally comes out of honor. Out of one who really and truly honors his parents, they will willingly obey their parents. They will do all that they can for their parents. Even when their parents become of old age and can't do for themselves, they will do all that they can do for their parents. Why? Because they highly esteem them, because they're their parents. They honor them. Children are to honor their parents by being helpful to them. You want a real eye-opener. You walk over here to any one of these nursing homes around, and they're full of people. That some of those people in there, they sat there day after day, and there's no one that comes to visit them. Their children have shoved mom or dad off into a nursing home for the nursing home to take care of them because they didn't want to be bothered with the care of mom and dad. Oh, I just can't do that. I thank the Lord for my sister, several years ago, made arrangements with my mom and dad when he quit pastoring to come and live with her so that she could look after them. And she's my mother's caregiver now. She has to help her with her shower, get in the shower. She has to, because she has diabetes and she can't see her toes and feet. She has to look her feet and toes over for sores. And whether those sores need to be seen by a doctor, by the specialist, the wound care center, or not. I thank the Lord for her and her willingness to do and to take care of my mother. I've taught children many times. Need to realize that our elder parents need our help. And we might have to sacrifice. We might have to sacrifice to help them. How much did they sacrifice to bring us to adulthood and to do the best that they could do for us? Turn with me to Timothy. Chapter 5. 1 Timothy. Chapter 5. Verse 4. But if any widow have children or nephews or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite, to repay their parents, their aunts, their uncles. For that is good and acceptable before God. So here it is not just limited to mom and dad, but it is extended to mom and dad's brother or sisters as well. Our aunts and uncles. We're to care for. Now, granted, these instructions were given to Timothy, a young pastor, probably the church at Ephesus. And it was, if there was a widow in the church, and a widow indeed, no children, no nephews. But if she had children, or if she had nephews or nieces, they were to look after her. They were to care for them and help, just as though they were their parents. That was the responsibility. Verse 8 says, but if any provide not for his own, what we just talked about there in the verses preceding, but if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. The faith which you profess in the Lord Jesus Christ, the one of love and compassion and long suffering. You deny that by not taking care of your parents, by not taking care of your aunts and uncles. Now, the first responsibility for your aunts and uncles are their children. But if their children aren't alive, can't do it, whatever, you're to step up and you're to help your aunt and your uncle. You see, Scripture's plain. If we don't do that, we're denying that love and compassion, that faith, which we profess to have in the Lord Jesus Christ. It doesn't mean we don't possess it, but we're denying it by the lifestyle that we live. Children are to honor their parents by placing confidence in them. Parents are to know all that their children do, and it's wrong for children to hide from their parents that which they do. Now, that takes on a little different avenue as we grow older and our parents are still with us. My mother doesn't know everything we knew, but I still, this week when I called my mother, I had to share with her what went on with me. My wife can tell you, that's not easy for me to do. I'm just not ready to talk about me. What's going on with me? My wife has to pry it out of me most of the time. I'm trying to do better on that, trying to share with her more. And I'm trying to share with my mother. I made a conscious effort to share with you all today so you could pray for me. I shared it with Brother Bowen. I've shared it with Brother Kenny Graver. I've talked to both of them. And, of course, they were wanting to know what was going on with my nosebleed and everything. And so when everything was finished and found out why I had to I had to let them know what was going on. And there's a benefit in that, because by them knowing, and by you all knowing, and by my mother knowing, I know they're going to pray for me. And this, they can know better how to pray for me now than they knew before. So, children honor their parents by attending to their instructions. Remember the instructions of your mom and dad? Are you attending to those instructions that mom and dad tried to instruct you and teach you in when you were yet in their home? Do you know that by doing that, by following their instructions, you're honoring your mom and dad? Well, I guess we need to close there today. Next week, we'll, Lord willing, we'll take a look at the promise that is attached with this commandment that we're given. Shall we stand together and be dismissed?